Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everybody.
I was going to say, Echo's in the podcasting industry now. He doesn't care about the Naboo.
He's like, hot mic. Okay, about the Naboo. Miss a tink of brains. Okay. I'm keeping this in, by the way. Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Rogue Rebels podcast. I am Sal. I'm one of your hosts. And with me is your other host, Lizzie.
Hello.
What's up, Lizzie? How is weather where you are?
It's very bipolar. And by bipolar, I guess not really bipolar, because like it'll rain one day or it'll snow. You never know which one it's gonna be. And then you're like, you look at the weather and it's like, oh, okay, it's gonna like rain and it's like snow. Like, even like the weather people, they're not doing their jobs correctly.
I got snowed on at work.
I heard. Okay. Yeah. People were telling me, they were like, did you like, Lizzie, aren't you from California?
It snowed.
Like, yeah. And they're like, yeah, it's snowing in California. I was like, mm-hmm. You're crazy. Mm-hmm. And then but this was because I was on Amazon and I was trying to find something I had ordered. I was returning something and I just saw like mom, I guess, bought like two heaters. And I was like, I wonder why she's buying
just
heaters.
Going through everybody's purchases on Amazon?
No, I mean, it was just there. Like, I don't know. And I was like, oh, there's like two heaters on there. I wonder if it's like 70 degrees in California. Haha. No, it's snowing.
It's 45. Thank you very much.
How
was snow? I'm at work and I'm outside and I'm in the streets as per usual. And I see the clouds coming. So I see the storm coming and I'm like, okay, like, because it's like about lunchtime.
You're like Hunter?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I am Hunter in the other episodes where he's like, we need to hurry up and find a cave. So I'm kind of like, okay, well, let me try to like get this stuff done before then, you know, because it's like the normal time that I was thinking of going to lunch. But then I see those clouds coming and I'm like, let me wait till those clouds get here and then take my lunch. That way, if it's weather, I can hide while the weather goes and hopefully it passes, you know, and then I can go back to job. It like the clouds get here and the storm gets here and it starts like raining, but it's like kind of light. And I'm like, okay, well, the next thing's like kind of like small and it's like apartment stuff. So it's like I'm under like a little bit of cover. So let me try to knock that out too. And so I'm over there doing that and it like starts snowing. And then I'm like, what the hail? But it's not hail. It's like crunchy, crispity, crunchity snow, like smushy. Like I could like squish it, like, mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't like hard ice hail. So yeah. I was not used to that. And I was like, this is nonsense. This is like, and then
have you seen snow before?
When I'm too young to remember, because like, I guess I grew up on the road with my mom and dad because he was like on tour and stuff. So, you know, we were all up in like Colorado. There's pictures of me and everybody, like the whole family, like skiing, you know, up there in the snow because we used to drive through the mountains and dad was on tour and that was like the whole thing. So, yes, but I don't remember any of it. But the only snow I do remember is it snowed in San Antonio in 1984. So I actually remember that snow because that's what by the time we were like living there. And I was old enough to remember. And it was that was the year that Mount St. Helens erupted. So I think that was like sort of set off the whole like America climate clouds and stuff. Mm-hmm. Kind of messed things up in the air. And now it's just humans.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, well, I saw the storm coming, and then it came, and then I got snowed on, and then I was like, I'm gonna take my lunch.
How much was it? Not a lot? A lot?
I mean, I wasn't like trudging through stuff to get anywhere. Like, and then it was over in like 20 or 30 minutes. Or at least it had passed, I guess. Maybe that's a better word. Like, because it was like heading south. Like, it came from the north. I could see it. And then it was like where I was, it was like storming and raining or snowing and whatever. And then, or grapple or whatever they call it. You know, like I said, it only lasted a little bit. But I think those clouds were just moving south because, like, people in Santa Ana were like, it snowed. And people in LA were like, oh, it snowed today. So I think those clouds, like, they were probably snowing the whole time. They were just moved past me quick enough to where, you know, it only snowed for like 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. You know, but cool. Interesting, funny. It wasn't like piled up or anything. It was just like, I should get back in the vehicle now.
Yeah, the snow here has been not great. Like, I think it's funny because, you know, going back to California after college, and, you know, you were the one that was like, yeah, enjoy the snow while you can. There's, mm-hmm. like, barely snow. Like, it's... There is none. It's just kind of, like, snows, but nothing stays on the ground. It's a little frustrating. But...
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. Look. Whatever you gotta do. I'm just saying, like, the once you get back here, you know what the weather's gonna be like. Maybe.
Yeah.
People are crazy. I just watched, like, I'm, like, watching this little, like, comedy special. It's funny. And he's like, You know, there's just too many things to get upset about. And you're sad, and you're like this, and you're that. And it's like, but sometimes, you know, you're like, we gotta fix it. We gotta do this. It's like, what are you going to do about climate change? Nothing. Sometimes you're at home, right? And you're like, you know what? That's it. I've got to do something. Then you're like, is that gnocchi? You know, because, like, that's pretty good. Maybe I can just. And it's really funny. I think you missed the funny part of the joke, but that's fine.
Dad.
Yes.
What does a DJ call his son?
DJ BB.
Eric.
Is this a Brian Kim joke?
What? Why?
I don't know.
Is Brian Kim a DJ?
No, but he kept saying, like, oh, the baby makes this sound like, arra, arra. And then, like, the baby never made the damn sound. And Sandy kept saying, like, the baby does not make that sound. You're crazy. And then he would be like, do it. Oh, she almost did it. Like, she would never do it. And then we kept being like, you're crazy, Brian. You're crazy. And, like, now the baby's too old and doesn't make the sound anymore. Mm. And he's like, nobody ever heard it but me. That's what. Anyway, I'm not sure about that joke. But we're not here to make jokes to each other, Lizzie.
Fine.
We're here to talk about Bad Batch. Do you have any Bad Batch related jokes? Is there an echo in here? Yes. What? I'm Echo. Really? That's the best Bad Batch joke, I believe.
What is your issue?
Just tech is always the best, no matter what. Yes, thank you for that. I will be using that in the near future.
I think it's funny whenever I get, like, a voice memo from you, because it's always like, hey, can you make me this meme?
Because somehow it takes you guys, like, 10 seconds to do it. You literally send me the meme back in, like, 120 seconds.
It's not that hard.
Well, I mean, apparently, yeah. I'm not going to argue with that anymore. Because I'm like, I'm so used to doing things from a desktop. So I'm like, okay, first I got to, like, make or find a screenshot of the perfect thing, like, with it. And then I got to either add the subtitles. And, like, that's a whole, like, the way I do things is in Photoshop. Nowadays, you guys have to have everything on your phones and you're just like, boop, 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 here. Done.
I'm going to teach you how to use...
What like font? Impact. Thing. Okay. Meme thing. Okay. Oh, by
well,
the
I
way...
I just use my phone, but if you need to, I can just can get like a meme app.
Yeah.
They have those.
My phone is garbage, and I got my phone, and I thought it was so funny to have this giant phone.
Uh-huh.
Called a Revel. And I, yeah, was like, I was like, man, this is gonna be hilarious. Look how big and dumb this phone is, and it's so upsetting. It's so crappy. The camera is so bad. Everything is so garbage about it, and I'm so tired of it.
When can you get a new one?
I can already get a new one. I just haven't been able to get to the store because I work forever. Yeah. And now they're changing my days around, so like now I used to be able to be like, at least I'm off on Sundays. That has gone away. Oh. I was off like yesterday, so I was off on like a weekday in a long time. That's why the notes are done. Anyway, hey, if you have a day off, you can check us out at theroguerebels.com. go like our Facebook page now. Also, we're on Instagram, TikTok, and Hive at @TheRogueRebels. Also, we're on Twitter at Rogue Rebels Fam, where you might see some of those aforementioned "What is your issue?" memes.
What caused the thought of getting that as a meme?
Oh, I just think it's hilarious. I just want to send it to people. Like, most tech reactions are hilarious anyway, but like, that's a really good one. And that's a great thing to spread on the internet.
Okay.
That's a real good, like, what is wrong with you? Touch some grass, bro.
I still use like I use it a lot whenever like a classmate does something dumb, but mm-hmm. I still like the no, it's just dumb.
Is tech your favorite bad batcher?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Yes.
Okay.
I like.
That makes sense.
Somebody was arguing with the wrecker.
I was going back to like some of our stuff. I don't know what I was doing, but I was like kind of going back through some of our highlights, and it was just, I hit the episode where you were like, look, I just want to say that Wrecker isn't dumb. And we were like, nobody called him dumb, Lizzie. And you were so adamant about like defending Wrecker's intelligence. And it was really, really funny.
I can't remember why I said that. I think it was just out of the blue. I was just like, mm-hmm. He's not dumb, you guys.
Yeah. So if you want to hear
he's
that highlight,
really smart.
Make sure you follow us on TikTok. The old man called it TikTok. What is your issue? Go back on our TikTok. I'm sure you can find it too. To our Rogue Rebels episode highlights, any Bad Batch episode. Or you can check out the playlists on Spotify that we have, link in the bio.
Yes.
I said it out loud. That's a thing that people write.
Link in bio.
How about Star Wars Geek Girl?
Star Wars Geek Girl's doing good. We're doing good.
What is your issue?
I don't know. I do know we tried to podcast the other day and my internet was like, whack.
Oh, I heard that episode today.
Yeah, it kept dropping me, and I was like, why?
I was going to retweet it, but there was no tweet to retweet.
No.
So, I don't know. I guess I'll just wait till it shows up.
I even mentioned it.
Yeah, I heard it. Oh, I heard it. I heard the bell.
I even mentioned it. It's okay. The Star Wars Geek Girls will be taking a trip together, so we stay updated on that, on the maybe the grams or something.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be cool. For like a kind of early birthday trip.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
For myself.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we're doing good.
Great.
We also have to do that thing where we like balance Mando and Bad Batch together. Because Star Wars was not keeping in mind of the podcasters.
Well, we've done this before. I don't know if you remember.
With which one?
With like Mando season 1 and Resistance was running at about the same time.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you remember, but we used to do that. We would like double up, which is for listeners. This is kind of what we're going to do. We're knocking out two episodes of Bad Batch now. Next week, you'll get two episodes of Mando. Next week, two episodes of Bad Batch. And we're going to kind of go back and forth until Bad Batch is over. Some of you will notice that there was a High Republic podcast because I wanted to get that out before all of this, because I know we're not going to find space in the middle to break it up. So there's an episode of me and Iraj covering the Battle of Jeddah, some really cool High Republic stuff. Hey, everybody, like, I know not all of you read the books and comics and all that, but those of you that do, yo, spread that around, because that is like some great High Republic content. And I love doing High Republic stuff, and I really want to stay updated and keep updated. And I really, really would like for all the other people that love High Republic like I do to keep listening to that kind of stuff. So, yeah. So that's the plan for the future of this podcast until the Bad Batch is over. We're going to be doubling up on episodes. Nice. You'll get two episodes of Bad Batch. You'll get a podcast covering two episodes of Bad Batch. Next week, we'll switch over and cover two episodes of Mando. And back and forth until whatever the date is that this Bad Batch comes to an end. Season finale.
Have you seen my tweets?
I saw one where you like drew really cool like pictures of Jade something.
RJ. Yeah. 83.
Yeah, but you should have tweeted it from the Rogue Rebels. But yeah.
Well, it was just like doodles at the time.
That's fine. The Rogue Rebels loves doodles. The Rogue Rebels makes doodles. Like, make it. It's Star Wars related. Anything Star Wars. Feel free to tweet from the Rogue Rebels.
I don't know how to do that. But
it's exactly what you did, but from a different account.
I just wanted to tweet it out. I just wanted people to know that he existed and that he was adorable. That's all.
That's true.
This person that works on my brain on Young Jedi Adventures.
What is your issue?
I don't know. On Young Jedi Adventures liked the post, and I was like,
"Yes, that's how Twitter works, Lizzie."
Oh yeah, but like, yeah. I was just like, "Oh, here's this." Also, and usually, I get like zero likes or like one like, okay. And I'm like, lit.
That's how Twitter used to work. And then this like idiot bought it and now was like, everybody can be the real guy. So you never know. The person who liked the tweet may have just been like paying $8 to have a check mark and pretend to be the person. But, you know, I think that's kind of over too. We'll see.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either. But I'm just saying Twitter, it's a big mess.
Is it?
Yeah. Good times. Ask the stock market.
Well, anyway, it's like one of the artists from Young Jedi Adventures. Mm-hmm. She liked one of my drawings of RJ83, and I was like, why this one? Because it was like one of him like taking a step, and then the other one was like a melon to scale, and like he's smaller than the melon.
Yeah, that's the one that I saw that I was like, okay. All right. That was what I asked when I first saw the character. Of course, I was like, well, how big is he in comparison to a melon? Well, I don't know how big this guy
is. I'm trying to figure out how big he is, because like those are kids.
Okay.
And kids are tiny already. And that's Yoda. Yoda is tiny. Okay. So he's like,
he comes up to about Yoda's like armpit.
Exactly.
So that makes him like 1.5 feet.
Yeah.
He basically looks like BB-8's head with feet. I bet you he's about as big as BD-1.
I also don't understand how he walks.
Why?
Well, because his feet are sideways, mm-hmm. and he doesn't have a joint, like a knee joint.
Well, so I guess we're just going to have to wait until May 4th to find out.
Well, I don't know. I'm sure it'll be fine, man. But I was just like, how does he walk?
Look, when that Young Jedi Adventures trailer hits, I hope this thing has like that bluey kind of energy. Like their theme song better be fire.
Yeah.
I need some like banana dutch 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 bow. JR83 better dutch 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 dutch. But this show looks amazing.
Yes. Yeah. So I did do that, and then I drew another thing that I gave to you. So you could post it.
Okay. I mean, you can post it from the account. Well, we'll talk about this later. But you have made making some amazing drawings, and we will share them.
I think they're cute because I did. I made you listen to that actor's voice in the video game.
Oh yeah.
That's him, and I think it's funny because I hope he has like a really dark, deep like. Horrifying voice. Like
it wasn't Overwatch. Even that horrifying. It was just like it's, very like grown up and straightforward and was not a hamster.
It's horrifying to me because it's gonna come from a little guy.
What is your issue?
From a little guy.
Okay. Anyway. Let's see, what do we got in the news? Hey, if you guys have not, check out the Rob GoFundMe for Rob Yanagihara. If you've seen me fight in a Saber Guild show, chances are you've seen me fight him. He just had a pretty big stroke and is now recovering. So he has a GoFundMe to help with that. If you can like buy him a coffee, great. If you can, you know, help him with rent or something while he's on like, while he can't work, even better. But whatever you can, or if you can even just share the link, that would be great. Let's see. Haas with Blue Heart, and Haas is like streaming right now. We've been doing like Street Fighter streams, which is like cool. But I was trying to play Fortnite, but ever since the new update, there's like a really like, crazy sniper rifle that kills everybody in one shot. It's like a heavy sniper, but it only has one bullet, so you better make that shot. Mm-hmm. It's interesting.
I think it's funny. So again, with the very little like likes I get on Twitter, it's funny to see like the people that I do know like my stuff. Because you and Haas liked the one that are like that was like these are now my two favorite reactions. What is your issue? And no, it's just Dom.
Ha ha.
Oh, but I did. Did I? Okay, Dad. Mm-hmm. This is slightly important, I'm but listening. It is sometimes so frustrating to be a female representing person. That likes Star Wars. And this is a Twitter
I
post,
don't think I can even speak to that. Unfortunately, I am very male presenting, Lizzie. But not always. In high school, people, I had long hair and was skinny. And lived in Texas.
Skinny.
So I don't know what you want to call that. I always felt like I was male presenting, but people would be confused. Or at least they would pretend and ask me questions.
They just didn't know. They needed to know.
Anyway, what were you saying?
But like I was having a conversation about Star Wars to a pastry chef that I work with. He's cool. And this guy started trying to like not a classmate because I work there, so he's like a student there, and he was like. Trying to get into the conversation. And, you know, I was like, oh, you also watch Star Wars? Cool. Let's have this conversation. Let's all three of us have this conversation. Makes sense? Cool. And then he just kept being... He kept trying to kick me out of the conversation. Like, he would literally just either go up to the chef and, like, face him directly and talk to him about Star Wars. Or he was just, like... He just was like, yeah, and, like... You know Mando's coming out? Yeah, I don't even know when it's coming out, like what specific day. And I was like, oh, it's March 1st.
Yeah.
He was like, I don't think that's right.
Go outside and look at any bus that drives by. You'll probably see that it says March 1st.
Well, if anything, it's going to say Hyde Park. Go see all the tasty eats in Hyde Park.
Oh, really?
CIA.
Okay. Well, the buses all around here have Mando with his poster like saying March 1st.
Well, you're also by Disney.
Yeah, that's fair.
But yeah, he was like, no, I don't think that's right. Anyway, I was like,
West Coast is the best coast.
Literally, yeah. March 1st.
Now you can go back next week. Dude, go back to work tomorrow and be like, yeah, it was March 1st, huh? Told you, well, dumbass.
This guy even, like, he just kept trying to bum me out.
Yeah.
And the pastry chef noticed, and he was like, anyway, Lizzie, what's your favorite Star Wars movie? And I was like, man, I really like Rogue One. Have you watched Andor? And then the pastry chef was like, no, I haven't. And then this guy ruined the entire, like, everything. The guy was
like, Andor sucks because there's, like, screws and bricks or whatever.
Well, no, because he was like, oh, I really liked it. This is what happens. This is everything. Hmm. He just spoiled the entire show for the pastry chef. He's the worst.
Yeah, like sounds like it. Is he worse than Benny Barrow, who I have a poster of because Bad Batch released a poster of?
Benny? Oh, yeah.
From the last episodes?
I don't like his face.
He just has like crazy neck tats.
Yeah, it. Mm-hmm. Like, why?
They release like every episode, they usually have one, and it'll be like, you know, like it was like Gungi when there was the episode with Gungi, and it's like the Commander Cody. And like his last episode, it was like Benny Barrow.
I was so grateful because I was like, man, I just need a crisp, nice reference photo of Senator Chuchi for this drawing I'm making. Mm-hmm. And then I looked it up and it was like, here you go. And I was like, oh, perfect. Boom.
Nailed it. So thank you, Bad Batch, for character trading cards or little like posters that we're getting, because that's kind of cool.
Look, there's like holes in his like shirt, but it's like weird.
It's old.
Why is it holes on the top part?
He moves his
neck. Oh, there's one by his
They made holes when he was getting his neck tattooed. anyway. Dad,
can I get a tattoo?
No, absolutely not. Why would you?
You don't want a tattoo?
I don't have any tattoos. What?
You don't want one?
What do I want one?
I don't know. One time you told me that you would want one. It would be like black wings on your back.
No, you asked me like if you were going to get something, what would you get?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I wouldn't get it or otherwise I'd have it. Right?
Why don't you have tattoos?
Because I don't need them.
But you could get like Quinlan Vos tattooed on your face.
Right.
Not Quinlan Vos, but like the Quinlan Vos tattoos on your face. Yeah.
Because that would improve my employability.
Yeah, I guess so.
Anyway, we're not here to talk about my employability. We're here to talk about metamorphosis.
Okay, really quick. So, I thought this was going to be a wholesome video. Because I was like, metamorphosis. Isn't that the thing that, like, butterflies go through? That's perfect. Maybe that means,
change,
like, character development, growth, good change.
Well, it was growth.
I was very
and change.
Mistaken.
Uh-huh. So the entire beginning was totally alien.
Yeah. It was horrifying. Yeah. And I thought it was going to be, like, a Clone Wars, like, worm situation.
Worm. You mean, like, the asteroid base? What are you talking about?
No, like
what
worm?
Are you mean the brain worms?
Yeah.
Oh. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or zombies. But
that's
like,
cool. Well, I mean, that was kind of the same episode.
You remember that? The brain worms turned them into zombies. Book?
Oh, that was Red Harvest or something else. No, Death Trooper. No, I don't know. I'm going to stop talking now. But there was two Legends books. Red Harvest was one of them, but that wasn't the one with the Stormtroopers. The other one was, I think it was Death Trooper or something like that. And that was the one with Stormtroopers. Two time periods. It was nonsense. Good times, though.
That was kind of good.
Let's see. But it was Clone Commandos, because I was like, oh, they got those Clone Commandos
back. But there's
back.
So many.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them.
Like, I thought they were supposed to be like a group, little guys. Like, you know, Gregor.
Yeah, well, I think they are when they're, like, on squads, but clearly they have them all at Mount Tantus now.
Yeah, I guess.
So we finally brought back Tantus after, like, the season finale of season one. You know, that sort of pops up. We meet this new doctor whose name is Dr. Hemlock. Come on, bro. Nice.
Hemlock?
You don't know what Hemlock is, Lizzie? What is your issue?
Save someone from choking?
No. That's the Heimlich. Hemlock is a poison.
Oh, the plant.
I don't know where it comes from.
The dangerous, the lookalike of the carrot flower.
I don't know where it comes from. My research has only taught me that hemlock is poison. That's all I know. I'm sure it comes from somewhere.
How do you, wait, but you're like, yeah, this is, I don't know what it looks like, but it's poisonous.
The only time I've ever seen it is a liquid. And I've never actually seen it, but in every movie, video game, theater piece that I've seen it, it's a liquid that somebody drinks.
Yeah, it's a lookalike of a carrot flower. So I don't know if you've seen carrot flowers, but they're like, they're on the road sometimes, actually, in California. But they're like long green flowers, and they have they're like white flowers, and they're circular. They're like in little groupings. But yeah, those are the carrot flowers. And then what makes a hemlock different from a carrot flower is that the flowers of the white flowers are more spread out, where the carrot flowers are all together, like tight together. And hemlocks are, they're really poisonous.
Okay. Sorry, So this dude's name is Hemlock, Dr. Hemlock, by the way.
Is that the weird looking guy?
The doctor? That's threatening, like Nala say in the beginning, and being like, "Well, you are not doing your research," and she's like, "I'm not even motivated
because these past few imperial people are very ugly."
Okay.
Like they're mean too. It's like
definitely mean.
Choose a problem. Choose one problem, but anyway.
But so he's like,
he has like weird hair.
His hair looks like semi-normal to me. Okay.
I just don't like him.
No. He's totally like a creepy dude. Like I saw somebody tweet. They were like, oh, he definitely went to doctor school with this guy. The guy that's like torturing Bix in Andor.
Oh, yeah.
Like they're both like those weird, creepy doctor guys. I wish I could remember the tweet so I could like give them credit, but go find them.
But we know that she's alive. So good, bad, I don't know. Good, I guess.
I don't know. But she's alive. Nala Say is alive.
Why do you have notes here?
What do you mean notes?
Sid wonders why the
because I did it all. Yeah. Sid is like, what's your guys' problem? And they're like, we're trapped on that planet. You didn't even help us. And she's like, you're fine now, ain't you? And they're like, yeah, we had to find our own ship and stuff. And she's like, ah. And then she's like, okay, well, you know, I'll give you like 30%. And they're like, that's our usual. What are you? Okay, fine, 35%. And everybody's like, And then it was really funny because then she's like, 40, but that's it. And Wrecker looks at everybody. He's like, and he looks all happy. And then he looks at everybody else and they're still pissed. And then he like looks pissed again. Like, and then she's like, okay, 50% for this one, you know, don't come back unless you get something. And basically she's like, I got a line on a crash ship. So go scavenge, whatever.
That's and this how is, I feel. Have you ever played Tingle Rupee Land?
No.
Okay. Do you know like the basis of it?
No.
Okay. So you're Tingle, right? You're a 35-year-old man and like this person, this god is like, hey, you want to get rich and go to Rupee Land? Get rich and donate all the money to me and you'll go to Rupee Land. So then you like the whole game is like getting money. The whole game is getting money and you can barter with people about prices of things. And I'm always like, oh yeah, like 50 rupees is good. That's me as Wrecker being happy and looking back at everyone. And then I look up like, oh, how much I could have gone for this online. And it's like, you missed out on 1,000 rupees. And I'm like, oh. But yeah, it's like a weird capitalist game.
Well, I mean, it's called Rosie Rupee Land. That makes sense, right?
Yeah.
It's like Tingle stock market. Isn't that what you guys do in Animal Crossing too?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I have to try and where like the shells are valuable and trade them over there or something. Like
the turnips.
Yeah, there you go. Whatever it is.
Turnip market.
Okay. What? That's really funny. I don't know why. Like we're even teaching capitalism to kids in games. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Wait, that's a Japanese game. Anyway.
Well, it's yeah. released.
It works worldwide, but whatever.
Yeah.
So they go and they're like, okay, fine, we're gonna go do the thing. And then doesn't he say something like, and she's like, don't come back unless you got something valuable. And he's like, what makes you think we'd come back? Oh, yeah.
Don't test me.
Oh, that was pretty funny.
And then they, yeah, and then they go. But then, like, there's. So they're like, man, I wonder what made this ship crash. All right, let's just go inside. Like, mm-hmm. I don't.
Well, they're like checking it out. Like, they're even looking at the walls. They're like, something was this. I wonder what they were holding here. Oh, we'll find out as soon as we plug in.
Yeah.
You know? But they are like looking around and stuff. But I've been feeling these last couple of episodes how under. What's the word? Like, their squad is kind of lacking. Like, they're always like, ah, okay, we'd like, no, you stay with Echo. You know, stay Omega and Wrecker will stand watch. Ah, oh, crap. We need Omega over here to help us mine the thing. So now it's just Wrecker standing watch. Like, they're all understaffed, I guess, since Echo left too.
Well, yeah. Well, because they had Crosshair, and then they had Echo.
Yeah.
And then they lost both of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's rough.
Yeah. But they're no longer, like, functioning as a, like, unit. Like, they always, like, they're lacking in their missions. Like, even in this one. You know, when you skip ahead to, like, Tech trying to, like, oh, okay, I'm going to pull the, like, whatever info. And then they're like, well, we'll take Omega with you. She knows Kamino and Tech. Like, so it's, like, always, like, everybody's kind of getting bounced around because they need everybody everywhere.
Yeah.
You know. So first, they get down there and they're, like, trying to check out the ship and they're trying to figure out what's going on. And they're like, the ship is all wrecked and all busted and sideways and really cool looking. Like, yeah, all the cool lighting, and like, this is like a really good horror movie set. Mm-hmm. You remember the episode of Rebels that was like the two Inquisitors? The first, like, the seventh sister and the fifth brother were there on that abandoned medical station? The same kind of feel, where like this old abandoned wreck ship and Ezra walks into like a beam, like, dunk. That's a good episode, too. Same kind of like feel. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's all. And that one came out around Halloween. So I was like, ooh, it matches. It's not around Halloween now, but anyway.
No. It's very far off from Halloween.
But it's not. It doesn't matter.
No.
It's different.
I don't.
Go ahead.
I thought, like, my first guess of what that monster was, I'm so glad was correct. Like,
oh, you saw it like right away and knew it was a Zillow Beast?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, because I saw it and I was like, that's horrifying, first of all. Mm-hmm. It doesn't even have eyeballs. And if it does, I can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
And then two, it's eating electricity. And I was like, that seems familiar. And then I was like, oh, what if it's that one thing from that one episode a while ago in Clone Wars?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, that's weird. But also not weird, because that the Emperor was giving that creature a really weird look. I didn't enjoy that look.
Yeah.
I always remembered that look.
But that's the episode where, like, the Emperor rides R2 around the sky for a while. That's good times. But anyway, I don't remember the Zillow Beast eating electricity. Like, I just remember it coming out and wrecking shop.
What I associate from that episode is there was a lot of electricity everywhere.
Maybe.
Whether he was eating it or getting attacked by it, I have no idea. But I was just like, electricity. Also, this thing is like, it just looks like a baby version of it, which, like, it technically was, I guess.
So it's like, it's on the ceiling. Like, they're looking around and it's like the slime is everywhere. And that was very much like Alien also, because, like, it drools and it's like this clear liquid and
also like has no eyes.
A lot of those shots were very similar to like Alien. And then like they look up and it's there and then they like try to shoot or whatever and fall down and then it's gone and then it comes for them and then it eats the electricity and it gets like a little bit bigger. But when it like goes into the hallway where the like reactor or whatever is and it starts like kind of like when it first grows, they're like, does it look different? And it's like weird and exploded kind of.
I crazy. Thought when they said that there was two of them.
Oh.
Not that he was eating and growing. I thought that there was two of them, and I was like, oh, that's not good.
Yeah, it also reminded me of Metroid, but to be fair, that's because Metroid reminds me of Alien. Like, that's the same kind of idea. Tech is like, fascinating.
Yeah, I liked Tech's reaction, which was just like, fascinating. Because I was also like, oh, that's cool. Horrifying, but like kind of cool. Yeah.
And then he blows it up and it like escapes. he blows up the reactor. You know. And so then they're like, oh, crap, what do we do? And they're like, oh, no, it's going for the village. Like, you know, we set it loose. We got to stop it. And so they like tell Tech and Omega to like go download the ship's files or whatever so they can like figure out the weakness while Wrecker and Hunter track it down and try to stop it. And so, like, they're in the ship, and they're, like, flying over it and trying to, like, shoot at it. And then it, like, jumps on the ship. And Wrecker's like, ah! That was pretty good.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting, because then the Empire comes out.
Oh, and we forgot the little part where, like, they're first trying to figure it out. And then he's like, well, I think the villagers might be okay, because it should be full, because it ate the crew. Yeah. And Omega's like,
it ate the crew.
And that was very like, they mostly come out at night, mostly.
Yeah. I was very scared for the village because I was like, oh no. Like, this seems to have been like a top secret thing. Like, it's going towards them, and the Empire is now here. Like, I pretty much predicted the entire episode by the time it happened, which was very impressive in my head.
Was it?
In my head, it was impressive. So I was like, oh.
You were very proud of yourself.
Yeah.
You were like, I will give myself a pat on the back. Good job, Lizzie.
I treated myself to spam the soup.
I know how the story eating. Goes.
Or that I was making during the episode.
You were eating electricity and you were like, boom, I know what's going to happen next. You grew. And then it gets to like the power station and like becomes full Zillow Beast.
Yeah. And they identified it. I didn't know if they knew about the Zillow Beast because, you know, they weren't technically there.
Well, they weren't there, but he's like, oh, this is the thing that attacked Coruscant during the war. And I was like, oh, yeah. And also on the, like, little, like, canisters at in the broken ship, it says Zillow when he's looking it up. So I could, like, see it in Orbish. Yeah.
Which, again, like, I always remembered, even when I was little, that the Emperor gave that Zillow Beast a weird look. And I was like, I feel like this is going to come back. Mm-hmm. I don't know when, because I'm just a child and I'm watching Clone Wars on a Saturday morning, but I don't know.
I wonder what happened to that doctor. Remember, because the doctor that he wanted her to, like, you know, like, had trying to, like, do whatever, the Bivol. Remember, it's like, it was a female doctor with, like, a weird fin and, like, two kind of eye stalks. That was a part of that episode. And he's the one who's like, well, we can, like, take, you know, because they wanted, because it was, like, basically laser proof and lightsaber proof. Mm-hmm. And so the Emperor wanted to, like, manufacture, you know, wanted how to clone did, it to manufacture the armor.
Yeah. Or whatever. How did the Zillow Beast die? Wasn't it Mace Windu?
No, they like had like poison things that they were like shooting into its mouth, remember? So like they had those big, like kind of like in this one, how those like special lasers, those would like weaken it, but it wouldn't. And that's how they caught it the first time on Malastare, where they found it. And then like later on Coruscant, they had those things too, but like it was like breaking all the stuff and they didn't have enough. And so they were like shooting these poison things like into its mouth and it was like dying from that. But the Emperor was like, no, don't do that because then it'll kill it. But it ended up, that was like the only thing they could do to stop it because they couldn't. It was like wrecking the entire planet city. But yeah, last time they poisoned it and that's why they killed it. But apparently they were able to extract whatever. You know.
But now it's back.
Yeah.
A different version of it, but it's back.
Oh, you know who else is back? You see in the next screenshot, you see that, like, commando that seems to be in charge of stuff? That's Scorch. He was in a video game called Scorch? Like, yeah, called like Scorch. Called
Report.
Okay. Called Republic Commando. And he's like a cool, like he had a squad in the game, but now it's just him and his squad seems to be other people.
Squadless. Yeah.
So, I mean, he's like leading a different squad now and he's capturing villagers apparently and taking them to Tantus.
I think they're just killing those guys, but yeah.
Well, no, I think that because they took them. They took them away. They like loaded them on the ships, remember? Oh, like the Bad Batch has escaped by all. Like the Imperials have showed up. They took down the Zillow Bees. The Bad Batch is like, oh crap, let's get out of here.
They did chase the Bad Batch for a little. So they were like, someone did escape.
Yeah. They were like, it's an unidentified military vessel. And they were like, figure the creepy doctor guy, Dr. Hemlock, is like, yeah, figure that out. Mm-hmm. And so they bring Lamassu, who I didn't realize was still alive. I thought Lamassu was dead. So former Prime Minister Lamassu, and they're like, well, we're having trouble with your doctor who doesn't want to cooperate. And the doctor's like, oh, well, you know, what could you, you know, maybe you can get free if you help us. And he's like, basically like, well, fine. There's a special clone, a little girl. Mm-hmm. And so we're like, oh no.
Saw that too.
Now they are totally looking for them again. And if they're looking for them, then there's one person who can help. And then, like, meanwhile, the Bad Batch is like, oh man, that's crazy. What do we do? Man, it looks like they didn't, like, do this at all. They're still cloning things. It's just, like, they're... I think Tech says something like, when they destroyed Kamino, it wasn't to stop the cloning. It was so they could control it or something like that.
Yeah.
And then Hunter's like, well, you know, send this to Echo and Rex and see if they, like, you know, see what they can find out. And Omega, like, I think hears that and is like, ooh, maybe we'll see our friends soon.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Because she, like, kind of glanced over and I was like, oh, yeah, you can see Echo.
Yeah. And so that was that episode. Cool payoffs for fans of the season 2 Clone Wars episodes, Zillow Beast, or Attack of the Zillow Beast, or whatever the episode's called. I forgot. And if you want to see more Zillow Beast wrecking shop and Palpatine riding on R2-D2, go back to that episode of the Clone Wars. Because that's good times. It also, they're like Aayla Secura's in those episodes. Like they're jumping and running all around the Zillow Beast and stuff. So yeah. Next episode. The Outpost. Your favorite, Lizzie. Rogue Rebel fan favorite episode starring Crosshair. Did I lose you?
He's getting there. The character development is... It's going.
Okay.
You know?
I mean, I always think the Crosshair ones are pretty heavy.
It's taking him way too long.
For what?
Huh?
For what? Him too long for what?
For him to just be good already?
Well, I don't know if he's going to be good.
Well, we'll get into it. But okay. I did really, really like this episode. Even though it had Jerk Face in it.
Yeah. Starring CTJERK face, Crosshair, and the new lieutenant, now that Rampart's dead, is some like super lame like dude in like a wannabe General Veers helmet.
Also ugly.
So lame. And he's like, yes, well, da, 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 da. Your next mission is to blah-bitty-blue, and you're accompanying me, we're going to the thing. And I'm like,
he called clones used equipment.
Yeah.
What does that even mean? What does that imply?
Because they're all people. Old and busted. No, not but, to them, he's not.
But even stormtroopers, those are just regular people.
Yeah, but they're How younger are those and better? They live twice as long.
That's like new, not working, have to return it equipment.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like that comment.
Oh, no, no, no. He's totally a jerk. So they go to this outpost. They have this mission and they're like, we got to go like recover this equipment. It's supposed to be at this outpost, but we haven't been able to contact such and such, and they whatever, and they go. And they meet a couple of, there's like three clones there. And the outpost is all run down. And again, this is another place where I hate that I don't mention it enough how amazing the show looks. But like, this is another one of those parts where like, it's like kind of snowy. It's like a very snowy place where the base is and all like the snow atmosphere in the air. Every shot where you're like seeing it, it looks amazing, and the lighting and everything like looks rad. Mm-hmm. And the place is like super busted up and they're like, oh, cool. You guys are here. Right on. Come on in. Where's your troop? It's just us. We're the only guys left. Like, and there's like a wall, like they're little, they have the other helmets of, they're presumably all the rest of the clones that were stationed there. Mm-hmm. And they were like, did you bring, why don't you have such a, you asked for reinforcements and nobody ever came. How are you working with this like crappy supplies? Well, we asked for supplies, but nobody ever came to us. So we've just been working with us. And they got the, you know.
Yeah.
It's like their armor is all wrecked. The dude's like wrapped it. Like he looks like Dengar the clone. Like he's wrapped up his little helmet with a.
Well, I also figured that it was to keep warm, but yeah.
Oh, I thought it was because his helmet was broken and it was holding it together.
It probably is. I just at first was like, maybe it's because it's like cold.
Yeah, we will ask Mayday. His name's Mayday.
Yes.
Hex, and I can't remember the other guy's name. Mayday. But there's like three of them and they're like, they don't have rations. They don't have anything.
It was like Hex and not Tech, but it was a T word.
Oh, I thought it was like a C, like crunchy, like not crunchy, but like crack shot or, you know, like Tracks. Something like that. What is it?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. So they have like nothing else. And the guy comes in and he's like, well, did you at least like da 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 da? How are they? You're supposed to be clones. No wonder. Like, you guys are so crappy. Like, well, they keep like, they're ambushing us and they like know the terrain and they hide and whatever. And so, they eventually like, they get attacked. They get attacked and like the other guys get killed and they don't die. Well, the other guys die. But then they're like, huh, like they took two of the like crates. And he's like, yeah, well, they killed two of us too.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because like, Mayday and Crosshair kind of talk a bit.
Yeah.
And then during that, they had there was an ambush.
Right.
But yeah, that guy had no respect for literally any person, clone, living thing, just like Empire.
Yeah, none at all. And he's even like at the end, like after the attack, he's like, they stole two crates. Like, and he's like, well, they killed us. Like, they killed two of our people. Like, and the guy's putting the helmets up with the other helmets of the people that just died, Hex and the other guy.
Yeah.
You know, and he's like, well, you need to recover the crates. Like, it's just us. Well, no, that makes it your job then. Like, because that's this is why you guys suck. You guys are like so crappy at anything. Like, are you telling me you failed your job? Like, that's the only reason you're here. Ha ha. And he makes them go after the thing to go like recover the crates from whoever
attacked him. I did like before this that Mayday and the lieutenant like kind of had like a weird like Overwatch / like whatever Call of Duty lobby like argument. Like, you're not skillful. How many missions have you been on? Well, you just suck. Yeah, mm-hmm. So do you. It was really funny to me. I don't know. Their argument was really funny, especially because the guy was losing. Mm-hmm. And all he could say was like, well, you're property. Go do your job.
Yeah. And I think he even threw in one of those, like, well, in my book, experience is more, you know, like a very Rex.
Or it was respect is earned.
Oh, yeah, that one, too. That was good.
I like.
Mm-mm. So Lieutenant Jerkface ends up sending them, which is Crosshair and Mayday, out to, like, recover the stuff. So they sort of, like, they find these caves, and they're like, oh, that's how they've been sneaking in. Mm-hmm. Which, like, that would have been great if you guys had, like, been able to scout that
well,
out.
Well, they get, like, blown up.
Oh, like, yeah, there's a mine.
The whole ship gets blown up.
Wait, what ship?
During the attack, the whole ship gets blown up and Crosshair shoots someone.
Oh, right, right, right.
And I, because I don't know what happened. Maybe he just, like, just saw the explosion up close? I don't know. I don't know how that
no,
messed
he
up
had,
his eyeballs.
Yeah, he had, he was using his, like, thermal thing and it, like, exploded and it, like, flashed him so it, like, blinded him a little bit.
Okay. You know? And then I thought he shot the clone because it was, like, all white bandages. And I thought that was the, I thought that was Mayday. Mm-hmm. And then apparently it wasn't, but.
Yeah.
So then they go and they see the underground tunnels.
Yeah.
And the guy that he shot is there. And he's dead.
Yeah. Dead.
And then he steps on the mine.
Yeah. And then, like, they talk it out while he's, like, helping him.
Mm-hmm. He's like, especially because before Crosshair was like, yeah, well, dead weight.
Oh, yeah.
And Mayday's like, well.
Remind me not to die about around you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, don't die around me.
Yeah. Well, you know. Mm-hmm. I was upset. But, yeah. And then it's funny because Crosshair gets steps on the mine. And he's like, well, you're dead weight, right? I'm just kidding. Let me help you.
Mm-hmm. He's so like, we figured these things out. Let me go get any, like. Like, tap, tap. He's, like, hammering these little things while he's, like, talking to him and they're having, like, a little conversation. I thought that was cute.
Yeah.
And then he's like, okay, I'm going to go around the corner and then, like, slowly lift your foot up. And he's like, oh, well, that's not very confident. He's like, no, I'm confident. I'm not stupid. And that was pretty good.
I like their conversations. Just how they interacted with each other was funny. Yeah.
Yes. How Dee Bradley Baker talks to Dee Bradley Baker. Excellent.
Yeah.
It's like they know each other.
We get along so well.
Uh-huh. What chemistry. The rapport is amazing.
But anyway, so they go and I like Tech. Crosshair's like sniper gun. Because like it just like it has the thermal on it.
Uh-huh.
Which is really cool, and I don't know how far it goes, but, like, I just think that's super cool. And then they go, and then they get rid of, like, the guards.
Yeah.
And then there's just a lot of them. They have, like, a good amount of crates, but there's just so many raiders.
Yeah. And they, like, kind of blow up the whole base. Mm-hmm. Like, they shoot, like, he shoots a couple of people, and then he ends up shooting, like, an explosive thing that, like, blows up the rest of them that are hiding behind the thing or whatever.
Yeah. Which, you know? I don't know if you've watched enough Disney movies where there's snow, but that's never a good idea.
Oh. Well, I mean, the only one I can think of is Mulan, but yeah. They come out, and then they're like, yeah, that's not a Disney movie.
It's on Disney.
Yeah, but I think it's Fox.
It's Blue Skies.
Okay. Well, that's not Disney.
It's on Disney Plus.
Yeah, but it's still not Disney. So, they come out and then, like, the avalanche comes and he, like, tries to, like, get out and, like, the dude gets, like, knocked up against a rock.
Yeah, because he tries to save Crosshair.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, Crosshair kind of, like, gets out. But it was like a very, like, I don't know, just like all the
animation
and lighting.
Was that you when it was snowing?
Yes, that was me suffering at work, like, like shit. Like, he did, like, all the animation of him, like, kind of shivering and, like, trying to, like, and then he goes and it kind of digs him out and he, like, takes off his helmet and he's like, I'm not going to make it. Like, leave me here. I'm dead weight. And he ends up, like, dragging him. Like, he takes him with him. Like, they go and it, like, it looks like they go all night. Like, they don't get to the base because it's daytime when they get to the base, you know, and Lieutenant Jerkface is standing there watching, you know, while they're loading up all the other stuff while the stormtroopers are loading. And they're like, look over there. Yeah.
I was worried that they were just going to leave without them. Like, I thought they were going to have everything ready to go and just kind of leave.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, they were getting it ready to go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then he's like, he needs a medic. And he's like, But you guys don't even have the crates, so you're chilling. I don't waste Empire's resources on failures or something like that. And then the dude just dies. He's like, okay, dies.
Yeah. Like, nomadic, all right, it's time.
And then Crosshair's pissed.
I would be too. Like, it, they, you know, that's, I think, I mean, like the other Imperial said, it's like, everyone around you's leaving you. But he wanted, like, Crosshair wanted to keep this, not keep him, but like, you know, he wanted to help this guy.
Yeah.
And he couldn't because of Jerkface.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, he did his part. He brought him back to the base.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, he shoots the Lieutenant Jerkface. And I was like,
oh. I was so happy. It was such a, like, Cassian moment where, you know, during Cassian, I was like, just shoot this guy. Just kill him. And then, you know, it happens. And I'm like,
I mean, it was like, that episode of, it was like the same thing like the episode of The Mandalorian, where that guy's like, you know what they really like is order. And he's like, yeah, a lot of my people died that day. And he's like, yeah, well, you know, like, and then he just shoots the guy at the base.
Which one?
Like when it's like the Mando and, what's his name? Bill Burr's character. Like the episode, The Believer. Where they're at the base.
Yeah.
And he shoots the guy at the table.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was basically that.
It was more of a Cassian moment for me. Because I was worried that he wasn't going to, because I was still like, man, this guy is still like, loves the Empire. This sucks. And then he shot him, and I was so happy. And then, like, if I was a stormtrooper there, I would have been like, oh no! A raider got this jerk.
Oh, man, everyone saw that, I was waiting for him to. I thought he was gonna like, cause it he like shoots him and then he kind of like passes out because they're all exhausted from like trying to survive. Mm-hmm. I thought he has the DC-15 in his hand, and I thought he was gonna put it in the dead guy's hand. Cause I was like, maybe I was like, that's what I would have done. He has the pistol. The pistol that he shoots the guy with. I thought he was going to give it to the dead guy so he wouldn't get in trouble. Because he's at the base. And then he kind of like passes out and dies.
Oh, I see. No, I think, yeah, that's too much thinking for
Yeah, I don't think he was like... in that jerk face. But I was like, he's passing out. He might as well be like, eh.
Definitely not me. I'm still cool, you guys.
I am innocent. Yeah. And then I was like, okay, like there's no way around this. He just shot an officer, right? Like you can't do this in the military.
Especially like, in the Empire. Like,
right. So, you know, like in Cassian, they're doing it in like dark alleys and stuff. So like, that's why I compared it more to that episode of The Mandalorian where they're in the middle of an Imperial base.
Oh, I just meant like the fact that I wanted someone to get shot, and like in a lot of Star Wars movies and shows it never happens, but then in Cassian it does, and I'm like, yes. I'm
like, I feel like a lot of people get shot in a lot of Star Wars shows, but okay.
Yeah, but not the people I want to get shot.
Okay, so Crosshair wakes up, and that it's that medical girl with glasses from that last episode.
Yeah.
And then she's
the
like,
the one
oh,
that like I would have been like, I look like that girl in like middle school.
Interesting.
Because... brown hair in a ponytail. That's it. Yep. That's literally it.
That's the criteria. You look like a lot of like Final Fantasy characters too, I guess. Let's see. Oh, but that once that happened, I was like, oh, they brought him there because Lamassu knows that, you know, like the last time they saw the girl clone was with the Bad Batch. And the last person who saw the Bad Batch was Crosshair, who used to be a Bad Batch. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that was my takeaway immediately. It was oh crap, they're going to put him back on the job.
My takeaway was that they were going to clone him.
No, I think they're going to use, they want him to help them find Omega.
Yes. No, that makes sense. I'm not saying it doesn't make sense, but at first I was like, they're going to clone him.
Oh, now you think they're going to be like, two Crosshairs. What do we do? What have I done?
Yeah, he was kind of creepy. But, like, not too creepy, but, like, creepy. and she stuck this huge needle in his neck. I didn't enjoy that. I don't like needles, especially never want to be stuck with a giant needle. Because, like, at that point, it's not even, like, a tiny baby needle that, like, you know, it's in and out. It's just a giant needle.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Good to know.
You know me, Dad. Yeah. I'd be crying at needles.
Needles.
They suck.
Uh-huh. It is what it is. Needles do what needles do. So I don't know. Like, these were not, like, connected. But I think we're moving quickly towards, oh no, the Bad Batch. The Empire is now looking for Omega. Like, they're getting back on the radar, basically.
Yeah. I just kind of wonder what they're going to do with the Zillow Beast and if they're going to bring that back from Bad Batch. Like, in Bad Batch. Like, if they're going to explain that in Bad Batch or explain it somewhere else.
I mean, what is there to explain? They cloned the Zillow Beast.
Yeah, but, like, what are they going to do with it?
Like, they're probably going to keep trying to take its armor or whatever and make it into armor, I think. Lightsaber-proof armor. Maybe that's how they make the, whatever, that's... what are they called? Like Snoke's guards in red that had, like, kind of lightsaber-proof armor. Maybe that's how, like, they made it.
Me in Chrono Trigger looking for Rainbow shell material.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but then they can't kill it? Like, they...
can if they keep cloning them. I think. Because then they have an endless supply.
Well, yeah, they have an endless supply, but how are they gonna rip the, like, armor from it? To make armor. That sounds gruesome.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I can't think of a not gruesome way to do it, but I'm not a Dr. Hemlock, so what do I know? I like the idea of if, like, I don't know, say the Bad Batch is, like, they're trying to rescue Omega at Mount Tantus, and, like, they do something really cool, like, free the Zillow Beast to, like, destroy the whole facility while they escape with Omega. That just seems like something really cool. That could happen.
Mm-hmm.
It seems possible.
Yeah.
If all this stuff is going down there. And also now we know that that's where, like, cloning stuff is happening. So, you know, are we going to see, like, baby Snokes or something? I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, what else do we know about clones in Star Wars?
I mean, that's when they would start cloning, like, the Emperor, yeah. Maybe?
There's, like, one clone, and they're like, this one sucks. And he's like, my name is Rey's dad. Oh, I guess you don't know that Rey's dad is, like, the failed clone that they tried because they keep trying to clone, like, Palpatine.
I think I heard that, like, yeah. Once, and I thought that was fake.
Okay, well, it's
real?
It's very real.
That's sad. Imagine being the failed, like...
Yeah, well, the joke is, like, that... Haha, he's failed, and they, like, threw him away, and he escaped into the galaxy. And then actually he's the one that they want because he was able to produce, like, the most powerful offspring. You know what I mean? So he, like, wasn't a failure in the end, which is like, haha. But it's like, he's the one that the Emperor threw in the trash. You know, he's like, no,
like,
I can't
Hephaestus.
Find it. You know. Yeah, yeah, sure. But he just makes really cool things.
Well, they both made really cool things.
Okay. Huh. I'm like, what did Rey make?
Huh?
Wait, well, no, I'm like, what did Rey make?
The dad made Rey.
Therefore,
he made cool thing.
Okay.
Just like a thing.
I don't define that.
Maybe it was like one thing, but who cares? It was a good thing.
Okay. That logic is fine.
Thanks.
Okay, so we only got we got four more episodes left. So the next two are Pabu and Tipping Point. That's what we'll be talking on our next Bad Batch episode, which will be when Tipping Point comes out, probably.
Who do you think Pabu is?
I don't know.
I think Zoe and I said this a while ago, but we thought it was going to be Babu Frick's, like, cousin.
Oh, or his dad. Pa. Hey, Pabu.
His dad?
Yeah. Pa. Ma and Pabu. Why would you not? It's right there, Lizzie. Pa.
I don't know. I'm not cousin. As smart. All I can do is, what is a GJ call his that? Son? Eric.
It's not cuz boo.
Cuz boo.
Pa. Pa boo.
Pa. Ma boo.
Mm-hmm. And getting tomatoes from the garden, Pabu. Pabu.
And Mabu Frick.
Mm-hmm. And Mabu Frick. And Grandpa Boo. and Tipping Point. So we look forward to that. I don't know. Like, they're coming for Omega. That's what's happening. That's what this season is doing right now.
Well, like, we still don't know what the... Like, obviously Omega's important and all, but, like, the... significance of Omega and why that scientist made her that way,
right?
You know, other than to maybe just have an assistant, I guess. But right. Like, it seems like they have like a pretty close relationship anyway.
Yeah, almost like parental in a weird way. I don't know what Kaminoan parents are like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what their family units are.
I have not seen a Kaminoan child,
right? Exactly.
So.
But also, like, if you remember back in season one, even when the other people were trying to kill her, she was trying, like, they were trying to recover her, and then it turned into, like, dead or alive, like, they didn't care. And remember, when she hires Fennec, it's, like, specifically alive.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a very, like, almost kind of a Grogu thing about that. You know, how, like, IG-11 was like, no, I'm trying to kill Grogu. And, like, you know, they told the Mando when he got the job, they were like, alive if possible. You know, please try to bring him alive. You know. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
What's that guy's name? He has toys.
Who? Pabu?
No. Not Pabu. Herzog.
His name is The Client, I believe.
Well, Werner Herzog, right?
Yeah, his real name.
Doesn't he have, I don't, there was like a, I was trying to look him up, and a, like, toy company came up, and it was very, like, weirdly modern toys that were, like, very, what a minimalist millennial would give their kid. And I need
an iPhone?
No, not minimalist, Dad. I'm trying to find... Wait. I'll find it later. I don't know. It was a weird toy company, and I was confused at why Herzog had a toy company.
Maybe he likes toys. I don't know. Would you like to celebrate the conclusion of our narrative with a shared libation? That's great. That's one of the best Star Wars lines in a long time. Let's see. So, yeah, there were two good episodes, and this is the catch-up. So, like, we're mostly through the season, and we've only got two Crosshair episodes, which is interesting. It looks like this is what's going to point Crosshair at the Bad Batch again, but I don't know if he's going to do the same thing. Like, in season one, he was kind of pissed off that they left him. He seems to have gotten over that and not really bear a grudge anymore.
I feel like he should just, I mean, they asked if they wanted, you know.
Right. I think they kind of worked that all out on Kamino before he sat there for 32 rotations or whatever, fishing and having deep thoughts about his life choices. But I don't think he's like hunting them. Well, he definitely wasn't hunting them anymore, obviously, but I also don't think he has any like animosity towards them like that he had in the first season. So I believe they want him to hunt the Bad Batch again. So I don't know if he's going to be so eager to take that mission as he was last season.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes any sense.
Well, maybe he is, but instead of trying to capture, he tries to go back with them, maybe.
But they want Omega, so They're going to send him. I don't know if they're going to send, I don't know who they're going to send with him. I don't know. It seems like they still don't trust him with a commander. And then he also shot his other commander. So I don't know how they're going to, I don't know how things are going to pan out for Crosshair on missions, as it were. But what else do we have? Yeah, I'm still curious about what's going to happen at Mount Tantus. Are they going to, like, capture Omega again, take her, and then, like, the Bad Batch has to rescue her from the super secret military science research thing? And Dr. Hemlock? You know? Because that's, like, where it looks like we're going, right?
At this point, there's so many weird factors that are in Bad Batch that just everything could happen. Right. A lot of things. Like, I mean, I didn't even think that the Zillow Beast could come back in Bad Batch anyway.
That's fair.
So it's like, I have no idea.
Okay.
So I have no thoughts about the finale or even the upcoming next two episodes.
Okay.
I'm just excited for them, but I can't. I'm hoping it's Pabu. Pabu? Pabu.
Grandpa.
Pa. I hope it's Pa.
Uh-huh. Like, hi, Magistrate. It's just, it's very, we only have four episodes, so whatever's building is going to happen quick, I think. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So if Crosshair's going to look for the Bad Batch, he's going to find him pretty fast. And that also, like, that doesn't even account for if, like, I don't know. What if they give us, you know, like we just got a Crosshair episode, and then when Echo left, I kind of was thinking, I was like, oh, that's interesting, because now, you know, like the Bad Batch show sort of bounces back between Crosshair and the Bad Batch, because he's part of the Bad Batch technically. Mm-hmm. Like, now, I was like, now we might be able to bounce between, like, there can be a whole episode that's just Echo and Rex. And it didn't happen yet, but, you know, like, if that, like let's just say the next episode, Pabu, is Echo and Rex's cool name for their new team. They're like, we are the, like, pretty awesome, bodacious, uncloned, or something. And that's what they call themselves instead of the Bad Batch. So, like, if that if there's an episode in here that's just Echo and Rex, like, doing some research or something like that, then that leaves only, like, three episodes to get us to whatever the finale is. You know what I mean? So, interesting. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. But so far,
what do you think they want the scientists for? The Kamino inside?
Well, they want them to help them clone something. I don't know what it is.
Do you think it's a Zillow Beast?
No, they already cloned a Zillow Beast. They have a Zillow Beast.
But, like, more? Or they seem to be able to do it just fine. The actual Emperor himself?
Well, I think that's what we're moving towards. In Legends, the idea was that you couldn't clone Force Sensitive. Like, you couldn't clone Force Sensitivity. It was something that, like, couldn't really happen. It was, like, either the clones degraded too fast and, like, died, or they, like, sort of, like, went insane and killed themselves, or every, you know, or were too dangerous, or, like, something like that, right? So, you know, eventually when they did clone the Emperor, it was like the Emperor had these, like, where he was able to figure it out, and special cloning cylinders that did clone Force-sensitive people, but they, like, weren't, I don't know how to, like, explain it, but it's almost like, this is kind of what they did in Rise of Skywalker. The clones, like, they couldn't support the Emperor and his full dark side. It's like, so they degraded. Like, once he inhabited the body, they sort of degraded faster. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like, even in the movie, he's like, my body's falling apart. I want your body. It's, like, young and super powerful, so it'll be perfect. Like, he wants to take, and, like, in Dark Empire, he, like, literally is trying to take another Force-sensitive person, a baby. He's trying to take, like, Leia's baby. To put his body in. Like, I always imagine, like, if he actually does get in there, he's gonna be like, yes, this is awesome, I'm two. I'm sorry, that's just funny. But the idea is that, like, they're finally able to figure it out, and that's how the the Emperor is able to, like, but see, like, he's even like, I made, like, in canon, now we do have examples of force sensitive something being cloned, because Snoke is force sensitive. And even though he's like the Emperor made him, but I don't think like the Emperor's controlling him like a puppet. Like, I still don't exactly know what he is, but he seems to be like his own thing, right? He seems to be like doing the Emperor's bidding, but not quite. He's not quite a video game that the Emperor is playing, I don't think. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, but he's clearly very, very powerful in the Force because he's able to like do all kinds of stuff with the Force, like throw Hux on the floor from two ships away, and freeze Rey and pick her up and spin her in the air, and Kylo and all that stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I wonder if that's where we're going. Because they already cloned people, they already cloned Zillow Beast, so it's like these force sort of things that they can't quite get the nail on. And even when Palpatine does get into the body, I think like part of the reason he's all like not powerful enough in Rise of Skywalker till he draws power from like Rey and Kylo is because he's like, my body is... Remember his like, oh crap, is falling up, his fingers are off and stuff? Mm-hmm. And he's like, I need your like fresh little bodies. Give me them.
People who want to live forever are scary. Because the only people that want to do that are rich people.
Oh. Yeah.
What?
That's what they want.
What do you mean?
Nothing. That's it.
What was that reaction?
Oh, I heard a trailer for a podcast called Frozen Head that I think it's about that.
Yeah, no, I don't like it.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I mean, it's just like Palpatine. He told us. George Lucas told us in episode 3. Of course, he grew so powerful, the only thing he was scared of was, you guessed it, losing his power. Which, of course, he did. His apprentice killed him in his sleep. Ironic. You know? So, yeah, I don't know. I feel like that's something that the Emperor could be trying to put in motion. I need bodies. Mine's old and beat up because I fought a Jedi and reflected lightning in my face. I'll never do that again. 30 years later, no.
Some people never learn.
Nope.
She
can't keep holding that lightsaber. There's no way she's going to keep my face again.
I like where this is all going, especially because I, like, not that I want to have expectations for episodes, because, you know, I try not to, but being able to not even have, like, unconscious, like, expectations, I can just be like, well, I really have no idea what this next one's going to be about. I like where it is going, and I hope it continues down this way, and I hope I see Babu Frick's entire family, all the cousins, all the aunts and uncles, great aunts and uncles, like a whole Mexican family. Hello? Hello? Hello,
hello? Am I here now?
Yes.
Are you here?
I'm here.
Okay. I don't know what happened. I don't know. I think it like might have lost connection real quick because it like, but I just saved. I was like trying to save. I didn't want to leave before I saved it, so we don't lose whatever. So I just saved it real quick. What was I saying?
I was saying that I want to see all of Babu's Frick's family.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like a huge, giant, like, Mexican family. So it's like right. 200
the Mabus, the Grandmabus, the Diabus, the Tiobus, the Primobus. Well, I mean,
Omega is
you watched nice. You watched the Mando premiere, right? Not yet?
No.
Okay, well, I'll shut up now then. You better get on that.
I mean, you can say it. I'm gonna watch it.
I mean, you got a bunch of Babus there.
What? What do you mean?
No, just go watch the episode. It'll all make sense.
I'm sure it will. I'd be busy. Mm-hmm. I have so much work. I feel like a little Babu, but like with the same amount of stress and work that I have to do. It's overwhelming.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
Okay. Well, don't worry. Because next podcast, we are going to talk about two episodes of The Mandalorian. So you'll be caught up by then. And we'll be back. And don't worry if you like only, I don't know, if you're like one of those people that only cares about one thing or the other, make sure you're checking out, following our Spotify playlists. Because those will only be updated with the relevant episodes. So if you only want to watch, you're like, I don't care about Mando. All I care about is Omega and her little brothers. Then you can watch, only just check out the Bad Batch playlist.
Which is usually the opposite.
And then, you know, if you want to hear the Mando stuff, you can be like, I'm following the Mando podcast playlist. And then it's like only the Mando episodes. So like, boom, we got you covered over there on Spotify. So, you know. Use it to your advantage. Make sure you're following us at therogue rebels.com. Make sure you're following us on all social medias at the Rogue Rebels, except on Twitter, where we are Rogue Rebels fam. If you have a chance, please, wherever you can, like us, rate us 5 stars, share the podcast, retweet us. It really helps us get the visibility of a podcast up, which we want to do because we want to share our love of Star Wars with everybody out there. All the Mabus, all the Pabus, all the Grand Mabus, everybody. Even the Dr. Hemlocks. And the Lieutenant Jerk faces.
The people that like crosshair.
Yeah, Rick can listen. That's fine. Go ahead, Lizzie. Where can people find you?
Wait, but do they use the meme that you told me to make?
Who?
You told me to make a crosshair meme.
I don't remember it. What was it?
What? It was like, is he safe? Is he all right?
Oh, yeah. I shared that. I don't know if he uses it, but I made it. I mean, I used it when you made it.
What do I even do this for? What do I even get?
It's been tweeted.
I don't get paid for making it.
No,
but
you don't. But, you know, if it makes you feel better, I think that got like 2 likes. Boom. Nailed it.
Mm-hmm. That's about as much as I get it.
It's good times.
For the Star Wars Geek Girl, there's the StarWarsGeekGirl.com, Twitter and Instagram at SWGeekGirl, and on our Facebook page, SWGeekGirl. Yeah.
Sweet. Don't forget to subscribe. Or whatever,
like
follow
subscribe.
Us, whatever,
link
whatever
in
there
bio.
Is, because you'll always be updated on everything. I'm really excited.
I think people should still, if they have it, send like cool poncho ideas that Omega should have.
Great, Omega poncho ideas. That sounds awesome. On the note of awesome poncho costumes, as soon as I finish Far Cry 6, I'm going to start replaying Jedi Fallen Order. On the PS5.
Oh, how far are you on Far Cry?
I'm still on that part with that family.
Oh.
But I've done like a couple of other things. But I forgot what we're doing right now. But
when does that other game come out?
Survivor comes out in April, but I want to finish Fallen Order first. And I want to finish Far Cry 6 before that, because I don't want to have to relearn how to play Far Cry before I... Because once I start playing Fallen Order, I'm going to be, like, in it. Yeah. And, like, then I'm going to, like, roll right into Survivor, which should be great. But if I go back to Far Cry 6, I'm going to forget how to play Jedi Survivor. It's a whole thing. But I did read Battle Scars, which is an amazing book that takes place before Survivor and after Fallen Order. And is super rad. And if the object of that book was to get me more hype for this video game, then mission succeeded, y'all, because that is fire. So very excited. My review of that book will be available when that book comes out, which I believe is April 7th. I'm not exactly positive on that. I shouldn't have said anything. Jedi Battle Scars. March 7th. Sorry, March 7th, not April 7th. Oh, so that's like this, like Tuesday.
This so, now.
But by the time you listen to this podcast, Jedi Battle Scars will be out. Go read it. All right. Other than that, we good.
I'm replaying Kingdom Hearts.
Ooh, what a good game.
Yeah, I had made the mistake of going online to the Square Enix, like, website and asking which I should play first, and it was like, do whatever you want, but also do this, but if you want it this way, do this, or if you like it this way, do this part first. So I just started with the first one.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. All right.
I'm beating up children.
Enjoy. What?
I'm level 7.
Oh, are you just on the island right still now. Okay, that makes sense.
Well, I'm literally level 7.
Mm-hmm.
And according to, because I also am going to not try to get 100%, but like there's a few things that I want to do, like get all the Dalmatians and stuff.
Yeah.
So I was like looking through a walkthrough, and it was like, by the time you leave the island, be at least level 5. So that way you're like pretty set for the next few like areas of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm level 7 right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sweet. Trying to beat Riku.
Yeah, you're going to have to beat it on all the difficulties if you get 100%. If I remember correctly. No?
I don't know. I hope
I think
not.
I have 100% on that game. Although that was back on the PS3. And I think I had to do it on the like super hard difficulty.
Again, I hope not.
Yeah. All right. Well, we looked forward to this career with great interest.
Well, because... I got, I don't know, I got all the games, and I was like, man, I think I'm sad because I don't have enough games to play, so I have that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, enjoy your games, and go watch Mando.
I was less sad when I was playing Chrono Trigger, Chrono Cross.
You can always play Chrono Trigger again, because you haven't done all the endings, probably.
I haven't, but I've done a good amount of endings.
I used to get all of them.
At least same with Chrono 5.
Cross. No, there's like 14 endings in that game. 5 is nothing.
What? No, there's not.
Pretty sure
there
is.
Well, there is, but it's like beat it at like 1/3 of the way. Beat it at half. Yeah. Halfway.
Beat it like at the before beginning. You beat the reptiles, that's but dumb. After you like ride on the meteor.
It's beat not it. Even like anything important. It's dumb.
Yo, they're all different. They're super awesome. Every ending is super different.
Not the good endings and the
oh, the
fun
good
endings,
endings are all the same, all except for like, you know, whether you crash the epic or not.
I rescued whatever. Well, actually, I didn't. I did in Chrono Cross, but Magus, yeah, Magus. I did not really save his sister, but like I did. I got that ending, and then he got amnesia. But then I saved his sister in Chrono Cross.
Cool.
Which, who asked for a Chrono Cross remastering and not Chrono Trigger?
Me.
Why?
Chrono Trigger was already... They already did a remake of that. It was on
but
the
But, like,
3DS.
On Switch.
Oh, I'll take that, too.
But, like, who asked for Chrono Cross on Switch?
Me.
Did you?
Yes.
Specifically?
Yeah. Any
How?
More Chrono Cross.
But Chrono Trigger, like, that's the first One.
Yeah, but they already re-released that. Chrono Cross,
but, like,
I couldn't get.
Not on Switch. Not even on GameCube.
But it's on 3DS.
On 3DS?
Well, I think it's on DS and you can play it on the 3DS.
I was gonna say,
whatever.
It's on DS, I think.
Either way, it's the same game. Yeah.
Anyway.
All right. Podcast is over.
No, wait.
This is not a Chrono Trigger podcast.
No, wait. We should have a Chrono Trigger podcast. I think it would be fun.
All right. Or, go set it up. You can have me as your first guest.
No.
But I would get all those endings first, Lizzie. If you're going to start a podcast, you probably want to do the full song.
Would Haas want to also talk about it?
I don't know. Why don't you ask him? Go check him out on the High Potion podcast where they talk about video games.
His thing. I can't.
Yeah, he might be streaming right now.
Right now?
Maybe. I don't know.
There's, how many endings does Chrono Trigger have? One half. It has 15.
I told you. I was close.
That's so many. Mm-hmm. And then there's that, and then I'm trying to do Kingdom Hearts, because then I could do Kingdom Hearts, and then the first one, and then I have to do Chain of Memories, both Riku and Sora, and then I have to do 365 and a half days, and then the second one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of games.
I hate Square Enix games. Not actually, don't put that as, not actually, I just... There's so many. There's so. For what? For what? Complicated.
Oh.
Complicated.
Interesting.
You don't think they're complicated?
No, they're RPGs. It's like normal. You just don't really play that many RPGs. Well, maybe you do now. I don't know. Anyway, podcast over.
But. Are you going to stream the new game, the Star Wars game?
Maybe. Probably.
Because, again, there are a lot of people out there that don't have PS5s.
Oh, but I bet there's people like streaming the game better than me. I'm just going to have fun like killing wildlife.
Yeah, but that's fun too. Wait.
All right.
Killing wildlife?
That's what you do in those games. It's not a very Jedi thing, but how else do you make a video game? You know? Of course, like a real Jedi wouldn't run around slashing every goat he runs across. But to be fair, like,
you do that?
That's what makes it like you can't.
Do they
you
even
have to
get
have,
resources?
Experience, and you level up your skill tree.
I feel like they don't give enough experience for their slaughters.
And there's like, yeah, but it's a video game. That's what like the video game would be boring if you were like, oh, I'm just gonna be over here. There would be no combat or anything.
I feel like Star Wars should make more video games, but less, like, I don't know, like, less serious. Like, I guess technically the other game they used to play a lot is not as serious. Battlefront.
I mean, I feel like they did pretty good, like, with what, like, we have Battlefront, which is just kind of like, it has a story mode, but also it just has, like, get in and mess around. Mm-hmm. What else? Like, Squadrons, like, Pilot, it has a cool story mode. It has a cool multiplayer. Jedi Fallen Order is a great story. It's Jedi focused.
What about for the children?
Lego Star Wars, the complete saga. Seems
but
to cover all of
else.
That.
Anything else not Lego?
I mean, I think those are like four really good options that cover all those bases. What I would like is a good Star Wars RPG, which we don't really have yet. Or at least not a newer one.
What about that VR one?
Those are fun. It's not.
What's
it's not
considered
an RPG?
An RPG?
A role playing game.
Right. So what? So then the one where you literally go hang out with Hondo.
No, that's kind of like that's just like a regular adventure game, action kind of. You don't even really like upgrade your stuff. I guess you kind of get different weapons. Yeah, that's not an RPG. RPGs is like things where like you level up, you have different like equipment and weapons and like, you know, like a Final Fantasy game or a Kingdom Hearts game. That's an RPG.
I guess I just want like not a kiddie game, but like a really cool like animated game Like, I mean, even like for resistance, what if they have that, but it's like, you know, the racing that they do, or like, or even like that really cool game that they're playing, Kaz and they're playing like a VR like shooting game.
Yeah, it sounds like Squadrons, but simple. Simpler. Like Galaga. Like Squadrons if it was Galaga.
From like Rebels and from all the animated series.
Okay, I'm sorry, what's the... So what are you saying? They're just running around and shoot stuff?
I don't know. I think there's a Rebels like cell phone video game. Games and Star Wars, but mm-hmm. I don't like a good amount of them.
Oh.
Like, I liked the Battlefront, the first one. And then I didn't finish the second one. It wasn't
the first one had no story.
Huh? No. The first, like, sorry, with like Iden Versio.
That's
like that first story.
That's the second one. The first one has no story. It's literally only multiplayer.
The first Iden Versio story.
That's Battlefront 2.
Yes, I'm not saying Battlefront 1. I'm saying the first Iden Versio story, because then there's a second one with her daughter.
Oh, that's just like DLC on the same game.
It's like a second.
No, it's not. It's like two levels. It's like one level.
I did one level then. In that one.
Yeah, it's not very long. It's just like, but it's a really good DLC though. Story's great. Actually, all the story in Battlefront 2 is really good. So far the stories that we've got from the video games, really good. The Battlefront story with Iden Versio is great. The DLC is great. The Jedi Fallen Order story is great. The Squadron story is great. All good things. You know, I mean, Lego Star Wars is like great, but it's also just like Lego versions of the stories that we already know, which is hilarious. I guess Sims probably doesn't have a great story.
You can make a good story.
Yeah, but I do. If the story of Sims is me dancing all day with Hondo, then that's the story. That is also great.
I think that's a great story.
And trying to be Vi Marotti's best friend. And then what else? Yeah, that's about it right now.
I wonder why there's so little Star Wars game. I mean, there's also the one on the phone that came out a while ago.
Talking about Uprising?
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't exist anymore.
It does. Wait, what?
Nope.
No, not that one. Sorry. It was a different Star Wars game. They came out, it was a fighting game, but I'm pretty sure it was Card Trader.
A fighting game?
I'm trying to remember. There was like a trailer for it and everything. Well, I don't remember. But
are you talking about the one that's supposed to come out this year?
Probably.
Star Wars Hunters?
Yes, Hunters.
Yeah, that hasn't come out yet. But like we played it a little bit at Celebration.
Oh. Well,
they had like some like demos. No, you did not. Axel had fun. Yeah, that's supposed to come out. There's a book coming out about it too soon, I think. It's supposed to.
Oh.
There's a tie-in book, but the game got delayed. So now the book's coming out. And there's no game yet that I've heard of. Mm. So we'll see how that goes. But one of the characters from the game has been showing up in the Crimson Reign or in Hidden Empire. So that's kind of cool, too. So, like, you know, like this presumably happens before that. Yeah, cool. All right, podcast over. Peace out.